It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. It's Thursday, May the 12th. And tonight, again, our Phoenix Suns and the Mavericks take to the court for Game 6 at 6:30 this evening. So that sounds interesting. And, of course, if the Suns win, it's over. Yeah. But if the Mavericks win, then they play again on Sunday. Time to be announced. Probably tomorrow sometime they'll tell us that, if it happens. Speak out each and every day. Oh, let's see what else is on sports. Tomorrow night we have the Cubs and the Diamondbacks at 6:40. Again, the Cubs and the Diamondbacks Saturday at 5:10. They can never make up their mind what time they want to play. And again, Sunday at 1:10. So they bounce all over the clock. So that's, if you're a Cub fan or a Diamondback fan, check those games out. All the games can be heard on KNTR Sports 94.3 or 100.5. Speak Out Each and Every Day is brought to you by, oh, the Laughlin Mall, right here. Yes, we got three great restaurants, the Italian-style kitchen, island-style kitchen, yeah. And Daniel's and Unique Eatery, and then we have the ice cream and snack shop. I have not bought any ice cream. I've not bought any ice cream there yet. So I'm being a good diabetic. Upstairs, clothing to boots and sports to sunglasses and chocolate to the movies. And the chocolate and the movies are right across from each other. Yeah. On the front of the building, we have a medical clinic, a pet daycare, a bar, a dollar store, and a nail salon. Come check us out at the Laughlin Mall. TWN Communications, you heard them in here yesterday. With MEC, they're continuing to grow their area with fiber and digital phone and TV streaming service. Take the next step. Pre-register today at TWNcom.com/Mojave or call 888-227-2095 or call 763-1100 or stop by their offices on Silver Creek Road right behind Glam RN. Pro Fit Kitchen, the healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall. Tomorrow is his day. He's 1 year old. Yes. And he's got all kinds of specials. And he'll probably have other things going on tomorrow. And so check it out at ProFitKitchen, KITCHIN.com. You have to spell it the right way. All right. And now into the studio. And it's a soulful 70s. Yes. And in the studio, to bring us up to date with Revive Behavior Health, we have the Chief Operating Officer. Chris, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Larry?
Good. How's the world?
Busy.
Yeah?
Busy, yeah.
You're picking up more and more patients or residents almost daily?
Yeah, we're approaching almost 50.
Oh, wow.
Which is good. We're being able to serve, you know, more individuals in the community, which is, it's a blessing.
And every time you start growing in population, you have to also hire more staff.
Yeah, we've been on a big hiring spree lately. So anybody listening, if you're looking for work, please reach out to us.
Yeah,
for sure. You know, there's positions posted out online, and or they can call us too as well. Whatever method, but we've got a lot of things in the works, and we've got a lot of positions, shifts, everything available. So,
okay.
Yeah.
And you're looking for what type of individual?
Anyone, whether they're experienced in the behavioral health world, or you know, even from housekeeping to dietary, you know, whatever.
Somebody in the kitchen, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. We've got positions all over, so it's good. It's a good time.
You know. Admin? Do you need anybody in administration?
Not right now, I don't think. We will be, for sure. Again, things have increased, you know, exponentially over the last month or so. So.
And then at the same point in time, if you're not busy enough, you're trying to get accredited so you can add, if you're not busy enough, add a detox wing.
Yeah, interestingly enough, we are we actually just started that process, so we're going down that road right now for the detox, so which would be accredited in inpatient license for that. Which is great, too. It also opens up a lot of other avenues as far as insurance-wise because, you know, some insurances require accreditation.
Right.
So that'll be good for that. But the main thing is, you know, in Bullhead here, there really isn't, you know, a lot of detox services. A lot of them are shipped up to Kingman. And
well, the biggest detox center has always been our jail.
Yeah.
And they don't want to, we don't want that.
Yeah, it's not the most conducive environment.
Well, and they're not trained in it. And so... But unfortunately, you know, you're drunk in public, you end up in the jail.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And if you're, you know, an intoxicated individual that has that as a habit, now you got to try and dry out in the jail where there's no one to
coach you
or help you.
Yeah, detox is, it can be an unpleasant experience if, if you're not in the right environment.
Yeah, it definitely is.
So, yeah, we're definitely, that is our next adventure right now where we see a need for that for the community and surrounding cities, so we're we're definitely moving down that road. You know, hopefully maybe by the end of the year that should happen.
Oh, good. Okay, because it takes a while. It's not something that
it does. I've been through it a couple times. There's special administrative policies and procedures and staffing and everything that goes along with it. It's a complicated process.
And then you're still trying to do day to day operations from your position at the same time.
Just pile it on top of that. So.
what comes after 12 hours? 13.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but you know, it's what the community needs. At the end of the day, you know, that's why we do what we do.
It will definitely help the other facilities in our community because they also don't have a detox.
Right.
And so for like Marina Point, they'll be able to put them through your detox and then take them into Marina Point.
Yeah. You got Hildy's House. You got Marina Point. So, you know, it's a collaboration.
Right.
So even if they don't stay with us through a residential and they go through somewhere else, that's, you know, hey, that's what we're here to do.
Well, the whole idea is to get them clean and sober.
Absolutely.
And get them to lead a positive life with a family and atmosphere that is conducive to normal of somewhat.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So let's hear... We got 6 minutes, so we take a break. Let's hear a couple success stories that you or one that's lengthy, I guess. That somebody that came into the facility that came in there thinking they were going to try and get sober, and now they're a productive individual in the community.
And we've got countless ones that have we call graduated from the program, and they participate in our alumni weekly. We've got some, seeing we've been open just under a year and a half now, about a year and 4 months. So we've got some that are actually coming up on their one-year anniversary here.
Oh, wow.
Interesting. Yeah, one just came to mind. You wasn't thinking about the question, but there was one. I know she is 324 days or so.
Fantastic.
The thing that's great for me is not only to see them being successful and they're getting back, whether it's their kids or, got jobs or whatever it is.
Right.
But the fact is they want to continue in this field. So they may be seeking their peer support so they can stay in this field. They found their calling.
Right.
That's awesome.
Well, and that happens quite a bit in this field, doesn't it?
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
Because once they're clean and sober, they have the desire to help other people get to where they are.
Yeah.
And they want to help them do the same thing.
Yeah, and the amazing thing is you see where they are today and, what they were facing. Could have been prison time.
Yeah.
Losing their kids. But those are, when you see that and then they're getting their kids back, they don't have that fear of going to prison anymore. And now they've got purpose in life.
And from your perspective and your staff, too, that's a win-win.
Oh, it's amazing.
And that's just got to make you guys all feel high.
I think the greatest part is when they, you know, graduate or they transition out of the program, and when they leave there, and there's not a dry eye in the house.
Yeah.
You know, they come through, like, everyone's just, it's a moment that you can't explain to people. You have to experience to see what it is. And staff are crying, and, you know, and that shows that they're the right people.
And what do you hear from that individual's parents that have maybe given up and said, we're done with John or whatever? He won't stay sober. He's constantly drinking. We have given up on him.
Yeah, we'll get reviews on, you know, Google reviews or reviews people call in, or they'll send actually, you know, letters to us saying, thank you for saving our son or daughter's life. You know, we have our son or daughter back before this all transpired. So, you know, that's what it's about. Yeah. I mean, you want your loved one back.
Yep. And for them to reach out afterwards, it means something that they took that time to do that.
It does, yeah.
You know, and express their appreciation, because they had given up. They don't have the skills that your staff does to help these people.
Yeah. It's special moments. I tell everyone again, this is why we do what we do. It's the greatest gift in the world.
Yeah, that's a paycheck right there.
Yeah, it is. It's awesome.
Although they kind of like another paycheck.
Yeah, they got to live and eat and have a place to stay.
But that helps out.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break. We're going to come back and chat some more. If you have questions about Revive Behavior Health or detox or whatever, 702-298-1063. No, it sounds funny, but I just can't stand the
pain. Girl, I'm leaving you tomorrow. Hi, my name is Jack Mafara, and I'm the founder of East West Financial. Great service won us many awards in the local newspaper without soliciting our clients. One of our services, estate planning, is the best in the area as we work with many attorneys. We're also known for our annuities offering excellent returns with no caps, guarantee of principal. Because of our annuities, we won Forbes magazine Top 10 Financial Planner 3 times. Call me, 928-888-9828, and find out why you should be working with East West Financial.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that, your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
Do you and your friends often say, where do we want to go for lunch? Forget the usual. Head to the all-new ProFit Kitchen. Try the selection of 9 healthy wraps, a Smokehouse Philly, the Keto Cheeseburger, Smokehouse Turkey Burger, Portobello Chicken Sandwich, Impossible Vegan Burger, a Cajun Bowl, Blue Burger Bowl, Steak Fajita Bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu. Plus, protein shakes, nitro coffee, and meal prep solutions. You'll love ProFit Kitchen, and so will your friends. ProFit Kitchen, Riverview Mall.
Minutes still matter when it comes to medical emergencies. In some cases, fast care can be life-saving, especially for heart attacks and strokes. So don't delay or be afraid to get help if you need it. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is safe and ready to care for you, with limited entry points, screening for everyone, deep cleaning, and social distancing. We're taking extra precautions to help keep you safe. Don't put off emergency care. Visit ercarewarmc.com or call 911 in an emergency.
As we heat up, the bugs are out. If they're in your home or business, you have a problem. Barron Pest Solutions can solve your problem. The last thing you want is a visitor or customer seeing unwanted guests crawling across your floor. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. Bugs gone tomorrow. Safe, effective, and pet-friendly treatments that turn termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. 758-5499. Solving your bug problems. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0. Papa was a Rolling Stone. The intro to this, you know, the music bed before they start singing, is 1:55. It's like that's a whole song. Speak Out Eastern Day is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Do you like to save money? Well, get your co-op connection card. You put it in your keychains, one of those little key bobs, you know, and you put it in your keychain. Just show it everywhere you go. Show it at Joshua Springs. Show it at Shriver River. Silly Cactus, Stout Wellness. Yeah, you can show it at the Dive Shack. Funky Poodle 2, which is now Pet 5150. You can show it at all those locations and save money. So stop by the offices of MEC on Hancock Road and pick yours up or call 928-763-1100. Walker Service Electric. Walker Electricians, they're all over the place. Yeah, Kingman, Bullhead City, everywhere. Havasu, all the valleys in between. Yucca, Fort Mojave, Golden Valley, Golden Shores, they're everywhere. If you need an electrician, you call one number, 928-718-9444. Maybe you want an outlet outside of your garage. You know, you can call an electrician, they can put one in for you. You know, maybe you want an outlet somewhere else or a fan. It is a time of year we're turning the fans on. So if you need an extra fan, call them, 928-718-9444. Put that number in your cell phone because they're available on the weekends if you have an emergency. East West Financial Services, if it's time to retire or just make some more money during your retirement, pick up the phone and call 928-888-9828. Jack Mafara has been doing this for 30 years, 20 of it right here in Mojave County. See, there you go, minute and 55. So if you want to make some money on your money, call Jack Mafara. Questions are free. He'll sit down with you either in Kingman or Bullhead City. He's got offices in both towns. All right, back in the studio with Chris from Revive Behavioral Health. And as you're growing and bringing more people in, everyone's kind of on their own individual plan, right?
Absolutely.
From the time they come in to the time they leave. Mm-hmm. Some people you may determine after a few days that, oh, maybe they can get out in 5 weeks, or mm-hmm. maybe 10 weeks, or maybe 20 weeks, or because everyone's different.
Yeah. Time is basically, it depends on the individual.
Right.
You know, and how they're responding to their treatment plan. You know, we were just talking about a gentleman that was with us for maybe 3-4 weeks, and he decided to leave. You know, it doesn't mean, you know, they're going to fail if they leave.
Right.
And I've actually seen this gentleman out in the community. He's working at a local grocery store. I
Good.
See him when I go in there, and he's doing fantastic. So he just needed those, you know, basic tools for himself.
And for most people, 4 weeks is too early.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But some people, he took on everything he needed in those 4 weeks.
Wow.
And had enough tools, so to speak, in his tool belt that he's prospering and he's doing well.
Good.
So, I mean, you know, obviously, you know, we want to see them continue to, you know, finish their treatment plan. But, again, it all depends on the individual. I say that to everyone. I'm like,
yeah.
The way somebody responds in 30 days is going to be completely different from somebody in 90 days.
Right.
You know, again, time is not a measurement of, success. And, you know, everything's about outcome measurements.
During their time within the facility, are you getting people walking up to you going, I've never been sober for this long a time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, there are.
Or non-high, you know. Yeah. This is the longest I haven't been high.
They start to realize they can have, you know, laugh and have a good time. And
yeah.
I know last night I was at the center. They were doing karaoke in the one room there. And they're having fun.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can do it sober. It's hard for some people because they're so used to, you know, that used to be the way they would operate, like
right.
in a bar, you know, like, yeah, I'll get up there and sing if I'm drunk.
Yep.
But now they can do this sober
and still
have fun with it.
Yeah.
So
which for a lot of those people, it's a brand new feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And something they haven't experienced maybe for a long period of time.
Yeah.
They probably did at one point in time in their life, but they don't remember that.
Yeah, exactly. It was, you know, before they can even remember that.
So what kind of time frames are people coming in saying, you know, I started meth 10 years ago or 15 years ago, or I started drinking, or 20 years ago I started drinking? Are you hearing some of those long, these people have been addicted for years and years and years?
Yeah, I mean, it really depends on who it is. And, you know, but a lot of them start early. You know, I think I was speaking to one Well, actually, no, that was something else she was talking about. Because, you know, the smoking is one of the... Yeah. I always tell the, you know, smoking is such a big thing, you know, for them in there. And that's almost harder to kick. You know, anyone who says nicotine isn't addictive is full of it. Cause
yeah, it is.
It's probably harder to kick the nicotine than it is the drug.
But in reality, there's so many different ways to kick nicotine compared to alcohol or illicit drugs.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it really depends on, you know, some stories may be 5 years, some may be 10 years, 15 years. It really depends on who it is, but, you know, typically, you know, it really depends on, you know, that individual and what, you know, their struggles have been. But some go through phases. You know, they may have used for 10 years and they got clean for 5 years. You know, and then they fall, you know, they may have a slip and they fall off. And, you know, some might just need to come back and, you know, again, get some of those tools to help them through this rough patch. You know, just because sometimes those lessons or those setbacks are important for some individuals.
Sure. Yeah. And that's good they can come in and get a tune-up, you know, or some extra lessons because they're going through something and Saturday night they tied one on.
Yeah, exactly.
You know. And they got, I need to get this out of my system.
Yeah, exactly. Something may have come up or something maybe in their life or there's some trauma or something. You know, it could be a variety of things. And that's what we're there to do, to uncover that, to help figure out why they're going back to that.
But at least they knew they needed to get back on track and came to you to do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's going to feel pretty good.
Oh, yeah. It feels awesome.
Yeah. Now, you do get some people that walk away. Mm-hmm. The program's too hard for them. Or... Yeah. They don't like it because
it's uncomfortable.
You know, you got to be sober.
I mean, you know, you come off the street or whatever. Some may be homeless and they come off the street and they're used to living. That's their comfort zone.
Right.
Homeless. You know, and having a comfortable bed and three meals a day and all these amenities.
They haven't experienced that for
a while. That's not their norm. So it's just it's too much. And they may, you know, at that instant, they may not be ready. You know, but, you know, we respect that and let them make that decision. Most likely, we don't have a lot of people, once they graduate, we haven't had a lot of recidivism where people have come back after they graduated. The people who have come back are the ones who have left early, usually.
Well, but that's good that they came back
and
said, you know, okay, I messed up and left early.
Yeah, it's an initial, it's a shock.
Yeah, it's got to be a shock to them.
Yeah, so, you know, they have to kind of process that, and then they'll go from there. And if they choose to come back, we welcome them with open arms.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's got to be tough for them to say, I've been sober now for 4 days, and I can't tell you when I was sober.
They all walk around, you know, while they're there, because they could be there up to 90 days. You know, they'll get their tags, you know, 30-day, 60-day, 90-day. And they're proud of it. They'll hook it to, like, their water bottles or whatever they have. So they walk around with all these tags on there. And, you know, that's pretty, you know, that's important to them.
Well, and, because it's a major accomplishment.
Yeah.
At a time when they're an adult and didn't think they would have that accomplishment. Mm-hmm. So let's take a break. We're half past the hour. And, if you have questions, 702-298-1063, give us a call. Paul Lavoie is up next. He's got Senate candidate Blake Masters and also today's News Herald, Brandon Bowers.
It's sad to think we're not.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095.
Trimming your dog's nails is never fun, and do you really know how to trim them? Then there is the fun bath. Pets 5150 specializes in nails, baths, and trims. And Liz does it all with a smile. Your pet will love the care. Then your pet will look, smell, and feel fantastic. They might even thank you. Call the people crazy about pets. Pets 5150, 928-577-7390. Treat your dog, 928-577-7390.
Are you seeking a career opportunity in a healthcare setting where you can make a difference in the lives of others every day? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center is looking for compassionate, caring individuals to join our team.
If you're a nurse, certified nursing assistant, work in environmental or dietary, we would love to meet with you. Apply online today at thelegacyrehab.com. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Hi, this is Debbie Pennington with River Cities United Way, and I have a special announcement. During the pandemic, Access members have been able to stay covered, regardless of income eligibility changes. If you are an individual or family member covered by Access, I'm speaking to you. When the pandemic subsides, be sure Access can contact you to confirm your continued eligibility. Confirm your eligibility by visiting healtharizonaplus.gov or call 1-855-432-7587.
This is Barbecue Radio Nation host Dave Caius, along with my co-host, barbecue expert Dan Hathaway.
We come to you every Saturday afternoon at 2 right here on the Talk of the Tri-State, KNTR 106.3 in Lake Havasu City. Let us help you master your backyard grilling and smoking and become the envy of your neighborhood.
And another way to do that, Dan, is to visit our friend Ingrid at Patio Paradise at 1701 Mesquite Avenue. That's at the corner of Capri and Mesquite Avenue.
Tune in every Saturday at 2 right here on the Talk of the Tri-State, 106.3.
Ah, the wonder. Did you ever watch the Beach Blanket Bingo movies when he was like 15 or 9 or 12 singing his first song?
Yeah, I did see it.
And he looked like he weighed 90 pounds soaking wet. Stood on the beach and sang. Hey, welcome back to Speak Up 2.0, brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. Rated a 4-star facility by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. And that's not a piece of cake, you know, that's work. They constantly sanitize every square inch of the building for the patients, the residents, the employees, and any guests. Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services, call 928-758-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. Barron Services, experts in fire and security alarm systems, home or commercial. Installation, they do repairs, they do replacements and monitoring. Experts in pools, complete design, complete installation, and landscaping with an owner on the job each and every day. Experts in pest solutions, residential and commercial, and the products they use are safe for your family, your kids, and your pets. Call Barron's at 928-758-5499. Pet 5150. If you haven't seen their videos on Facebook, you're doing something wrong, because it's like watching dogs go to Disneyland. I mean, they love it at Pet 5150 because they're crazy about pets. You know, 5150, crazy. Yeah. Oh, well, anyways. It's a daycare or overnight boarding. They do baths. They do spa. You know, they trim their nails, and they even paint them, you know, if you're into that. It's a dog park inside and out, and dogs love it there. They don't want to go home. We're going to take Max there in a couple weeks. He'll be there for 2 weeks, and he probably won't want to come home. So you can call him up at 928-577-7390. Mojave Mortgage, if you're looking for some money, a vacation home, a pool, an add-on, or a refi, call the president and CEO, Chad Hansen, 928-288-2691. You need $300,000 for a new home. You go in, you sit down at this big mahogany desk, like 60 feet long. It's huge. You know, something's got to be big. So it's a big desk. And you sit at one end of the desk, and he sits at the other, and you're filling out paperwork. All of a sudden, you realize he's gone. Yeah. His chair's a dumbwaiter. It goes down into the vault, and he goes and he gets your $300,000 off the shelf, and he puts it on a silver platter and brings it up and hands it to you. It's that simple. Almost. Call Chad. Get some of his money. 288-2691. Back in the studio with Chris from Revive Behavior Health. And this accreditation process, while you're working and running the facility, then you submit that, and then someone reads it over, and I guess someone comes and tours and makes sure that this is what it is.
The state will come out and do a survey, basically. Everything has to be ready to go before they come out.
Okay.
So it's this whole process. I've actually, I have a friend of mine. He was my medical director for many, many years at the other place. He's actually assisting me with consulting on this.
Thank God for that, huh?
Yeah, because he's on the medical side. So it's a whole different ball game. you know, when it comes to that, because it requires 24-hour nursing, you know, the medical director there all the time. So, you know, it's a whole different thing from what we have now. We have nursing, but we have on-call now.
Right.
But you have to have, when it comes to
hours.
Detox, you have to have it 24 hours there.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a different environment.
When you get into the detox, then there's a lot more people involved on the employee side.
Yeah, it's actually not too bad. You know, you only add maybe 7 or 8 more people for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's just, again, it's its own separate, you know, it's just a transition. It allows that transition. It's a continuum of care, so
right.
to speak.
Yeah. In this case, it's the starting of the care.
Yeah,
right?
that's where they
because
go from there. And
they
then,
go there first before they go off to mm-hmm. any, you know, residential rehab.
Yeah,
program.
And that's where we want to be, that, you know, whether the detox and residential, and then we can pass it off, whether it's transitional living, because we have partners in the
right.
community, in the various cities. You know, who specialize in that.
And the detox is 3 to 4 days, maybe?
It really depends. I mean, average would probably be 3 to 5. If it's alcohol, it could be longer.
Okay.
You know, it really depends. That's the most dangerous.
Because you're really trying to get it out of their system.
Yeah, some things don't require a detox.
Okay.
Yeah, it really depends on what the drug of choice is.
Yeah.
You know, obviously alcohol is the worst.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It is, huh?
Mm-hmm.
The hardest.
Yeah, it could be. It could be 7-8 days. I mean.
Whoa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because it's in their system, so.
It's just the withdrawal for that is very dangerous.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you're gonna have padded rooms? I mean, when you talk about dangerous, I'm thinking of
just as far as dangerous, you know, where they could go. There's a variety of symptoms that could happen through with the withdrawal process. So if we want to make sure they're medically monitored 24
right.
hours a day.
And that's
so
why you're saying you have to have nurses there 24/7.
Yeah, exactly, because you have to be able to, you know, really control that environment.
Yeah. And be able to give them something extra if they need it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And medicated treatment nowadays, that's pretty much the norm, isn't it?
As far as, like, mat services, like
right.
methadone and stuff, a lot of people do it. You know, again, it's that individual. It depends what they, you know, who, if they want methadone, Suboxone, whatever it may be. Some don't want it. Some,
right.
you know, it really depends on who the individual is and if it helps them taper. You know, and come down, and you know, to each his own. I'm not really one to, you know, speak. You know, I have my feelings either way. You know, I think
right.
it has its place, and sometimes it doesn't.
Okay.
Know?
So, and again, that gets back to the individual treatment program
mm-hmm.
that
yeah.
they're all.
Yeah,
on.
Everyone to each his own. I mean, that's, you know, if it helps them, God bless them.
Yeah.
You know, if some don't want it, then
and you guys are co-ed, you're men and women, but they are in different wings, right?
Yeah, different wings. Some things are co-ed as far as some of the groups. Some are separate. You know, different things when, you know, they'll eat together.
Okay.
Some evening, you know, there's groups that are just women. Some are just men. You know, just because sometimes they're more comfortable. There may be subject matter that comes up that's more comfortable just speaking with the women.
Right.
Gym-wise, unless I'm in the gym with them, they can only be in there men and, you know, women at certain times, unless there's somebody in there supervising like myself
right.
you know, when I train with them. But other than that, yeah, we keep a very close eye on them.
And the last thing you want is them getting together.
Yeah, it's, you know, and that's a common thing that happens in treatment. I mean, everyone meets their soulmate and,
yep.
you know, they get me, they understand they're where I am and, no, and we try to tell them that's not what it is.
Right.
It's called hormones.
Yeah. This is just temporary.
Yeah. So, yeah, again, you can't avoid the opposite sex forever. So, you
right.
know, sometimes it's good for them to be around each other.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So where do you see this going with Revive? You're a 90-bed facility, so you're going to slowly creep up to 90 beds?
Yeah, it'll probably happen
wow.
fairly quickly. A lot of things are happening as far as insurance and, you know, we've got contracts and things that are happening. So it's probably, I by the end of the year, I would say it would probably be full.
Yeah. And that's the hard part, isn't it? All the contracts and all the insurance companies.
Okay.
The treatment is the easy part for you. It's all the paperwork and
it can be exhausting, but
yeah.
It's well worth it in the end. I mean,
yeah.
like, at least now we know we can serve more people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Caller, did you have a question?
Yeah, I do. I just wondered, what are the long-term effects of Adderall. I know the kids are studying in school and using it as a study help, and I have someone that I know that has been on it for like 6 years, and I'm just wondering, what's the outcome going to be on something like that? And I'll take your answer off the phone.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, as far as long-term effects with something like Adderall, I mean, I'm not a doctor, so I really can't comment on it. I mean, it might be something, if the gentleman would like to reach out to us and, speak to our medical director or one of our clinical, maybe our clinical director, they can advise him. Well, I just hate to say, too much from a medical standpoint.
Not, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not an expert on
that's
it.
That's not your... That's not your realm.
Yeah, I mean, but if the gentleman who just called in would like to give us a call at our facility at 928-296-8898, I'd be happy to have somebody speak with him for sure.
Cool.
Yeah.
It came out the other day that, yesterday actually, I think it was, more than 107,000 Americans have died from drug overdoses last year.
Mm-hmm.
When I read that, I thought, wow, that's like half of Mojave County.
Right now, and it's primary. A lot of that is due to the fentanyl,
that's
coming into the country, which is, a lot of the meth is being cut with, the fentanyl, and it's kind of counteractive. You got uppers and downers with two of them, so it's they know what they're doing with this stuff. And it's fentanyl, but I believe I saw a person dies every 5 minutes from a drug overdose.
Isn't that amazing?
And it's primarily fentanyl.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is scary. I mean, again, organizations like ourselves, Marina Point, Hildy's
right.
House, thankfully these organizations are here, which weren't here years ago. That it helped us. I had a gentleman stop me in Walmart parking lot last night and telling him, what I do, and it's just it's talked to him for like 20 minutes. He's telling me stories. Just everybody has a story, whether it's a friend or a family or a child or whatever, that they've gone through this.
Yeah, we've all been touched by drugs.
Yeah,
somehow.
I don't care who you are, whether it's even if it's not in your immediate family, it's a friend,
it's
or
a neighbor,
somebody
you worked with. Yeah,
it's And that's where it just keeps spreading the message that there is help out there and there's services available, not just us but other people too.
Sure. And then there's plenty of counseling services afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not just AA or NA, but there's Southwest Behavior.
Yeah.
West Care.
Yeah. When you West Care, Southwest Behavioral, Mojave
Mental Health,
and that's what we do. If somebody comes in, we connect them within 30 days to, if they don't belong to a behavioral health home, we make sure we connect them there. So, they get those, they can get their groups once they leave, their one-on-ones, whatever it is, so they have all those services
available.
And
they need that to keep it going.
Yeah, you can't just go into treatment for 30 to 90 days and expect you're healed. It's
right.
It's a lifelong process.
Yeah. My friend Corky Cornell, and he talks openly about it. He says, I've been in recovery 30 some years, and he's 80 something now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, when are you recovered? He goes, I'm not.
Never.
He goes, it's always a constant. Going to meetings and keeping that up. It's a lifestyle.
It is.
And but that's what works for him.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's everybody has their own plan and their own. My daughter went to meetings for about 2 years, and now I don't think she goes to meetings anymore at all.
Yeah, some people choose a different path. It's
right.
Really what that self-care looks like for them.
Yeah.
Some may choose a different route, spiritually, or whatever it is. I mean, some don't like to go to the meetings.
Yeah.
I've heard people say, well, I don't want to go to the meetings. I just, I hear people glorifying their old days of when they were using or when they were drinking. I'm like, okay, well, that's your choice. But some people need that, or some
right.
people need to get that off of their chest. So,
and some it's one-on-one with a counselor at Mojave Mental Health or Southwest.
Whatever works for that individual. It keeps them, clean and sober. That's, go with it. Do it.
Yeah, wow. Crazy. Okay. Where do you see, do you hear rumbles of somebody else coming into Mojave County trying to provide services like this?
I've heard of a couple things that could be potentially coming in. I don't know much about them.
Yeah.
But, it's if they're if they come in and, you know, provide a good service, hey, great. Yeah. You know, it's we need it.
We could use more.
Yeah, it's, you know, there's definitely room to, you know, there's more people. The amount of calls that we get a day. Trust me, we can't even, and we've had to turn away a lot of people, and unfortunately, you know, going forward, we won't be doing that as much anymore.
Right.
You know, again, unfortunately, the insurance is it's a part of the, you know, the
equation.
Treatment.
Yeah.
So we have to realize that
you are a business and you have to be paid for your services.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, and, it's yeah, yeah. We gotta, you know, that's, but things have happened here where some of those roadblocks are opening up. So,
well, that's good.
So, which is good. So we'll be able to help them. Because a lot of people don't understand. They're like, I want to get help. I'm like, yeah, I can't do anything. And they don't understand why.
Right, right.
So, you know, again, everything seems to be all over the place for everyone. So, which is great. It's not just us. It's everyone. It seems like things are working better.
Good.
You know.
But if somebody comes in and they don't have insurance, they say, I've been living on the streets. I don't have access. I don't have it. What can you do for me? Can you sign them up for access?
We can assist them, yeah. Or we can send them over to one of the, you know, behavioral health homes, whichever one. We don't push towards either one. You know,
right.
We just, you know, whichever one they choose to go to, and they can assist them, get them set up, choose a health plan, and get them going. And then once they're set up, then they can refer back over to us.
Isn't that some of the stuff that Chaz is doing now at Westcare too?
I believe so.
Getting people to get on a path.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And signing them up.
Yeah, he does a fantastic job of
that. Yeah, and doing all the sign up and everything. Mm-hmm. All right, let's take a break. If you have questions, 702-298-1063. We're 12 minutes before the top of the hour. Paul Lavoie is up next. Tomorrow on this program, we're going to have Parker and Vanessa, who are up for Cinderella in Arizona. And also Harold from Laughlin Ranch will be here tomorrow.
Hello, Needles, California. Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. I'm pleased to announce that the state of California has graciously granted us a license to lend in your area. You no longer will be held hostage by the high interest rates and fees of the big box mortgage shops. Mojave Mortgage can now provide you the same great customer service that we've brought to your neighboring communities for the past 5 years. Visit MojaveMortgages.com. Mojave Mortgage, tall on integrity, short on fees.
NMLS 1830581.
Playing around with electricity is never recommended. Calling a professional is. Walker Service Electric has served Mojave County for 27 years. Minor home repairs, replacements, add-on, remodel, or upgrades. Walker Service Electric handles everything commercial and industrial, from the ground up and maintenance contracts, 24/7. The Walker team is all about customer service and quality work at a fair price. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
Mojave Electric is proud to announce our new program, Mojave Charged. At MEC, we understand the increasing number of electric vehicles on the road will drive the need for residential and commercial charging stations. A $1,000 residential rebate and $2,500 commercial rebate are available for each qualifying member. To learn more, contact our energy management specialist at 928-763-1100 or at our website, mojaveelectric.com.
Vroom, vroom.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Meet me at a Laughlin Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and we'll spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at a Laughlin Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club is happy to announce the Piano Men Generations. Celebrate the music of Billy Joel and Elton John. This two-concert series, the Piano Men Generations, is the first of its kind at Laughlin Ranch, under the stars, on the greens. This father and son team perform 4 decades of the music of Billy Joel and Elton John, live on stage at Laughlin Ranch, Friday, May 20th. Tickets $50, seats first come, only 500 seats available. Call Laughlin Ranch, 928-754-1243.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery is fully open and ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, and desserts. From the kitchen, enjoy a delicious hot breakfast, an awesome lunch with sandwiches, burgers, salads, and more. Then the mouth-watering dinners. complete and yummy. All delicious fresh Perkins pies from the bakery start at $9.99. Banana cream, chocolate French silk, cherry, strawberry, or caramel apple. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. Don't forget, tomorrow is Fish Fridays, all you can eat. Yes, if you want fish for breakfast or lunch or dinner, you can get it. And then you take home, you know, something from the bakery, like some cookies or muffins or pies. Yeah, you know, take home a whole pie if you want. And then they've got chocolate overload cake and peanut butter drop and raspberry lemon drop. Check it all out at Perkins in Bullhead City. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, providing quality health care for the tri-state area residents and visitors, a 24-hour emergency room to serve you when the time arrives, and a chest pain center that can perform cardiac catheterization 24/7 and cardiac rehab. Learn more at warmc.com, and that's what it is, warmc.com, or call 928-763-CARE, 928-763-2273. Arizona Comfort Solutions, how are the comfort tools in your home or your business? Are they going to work for the whole summer and keep you nice and cool? If not, call them. Get on their list and have them come out and do a nice service. Who was I talking to? Oh, Jesse Sessions was telling me yesterday. They come to her house twice a year. Yeah, they do my house twice a year, too. They just come out in the beginning of the season, make sure everything's ready to go. Call them up, 928-758-2400. They can do that for you. Service your comfort tools, your thermostat, your AC, your swamp cooler. Right now, then later, your furnace, your heater, heat pump, whatever it is. In Bullhead City in California, everyone calls Arizona Comfort Solutions, 928-758-2400. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club, yeah, he's in here tomorrow, and we're going to talk about the grill, and because they're going to start barbecuing here in a couple weeks, I believe. But right now, you can get steaks and pastas and burgers and salads, and, oh, plus sandwiches and nightly specials. Oh, yeah. All at Laughlin Ranch. Check it out on their website. Their complete menu is there, LaughlinRanch.com. All right, we got about 6-7 minutes left here with Chris. And let me remind you of a couple things real quick. Blood drive today at Beale Celebrations in Kingman. Start at 9 o'clock, goes to 5. Call Vitalant 877-258-4825. Tonight there's a Living Waters Hospice and Mountain View Homes Mr. Mixer. Yeah, Fiesta Mixer at 5041 Lakewood in Fort Mojave. Kicks off at 5:30. I'll be there. Come out and join us. You got questions, call the chamber, 754-4121. All right. You got some more success stories. Can you think of an individual that during the process and their treatment, they said to you, I can't believe I'm doing this. I can't believe I've been sober for 3 weeks, 4 weeks. And then they graduate and go and get a good job or a family or whatever, and they call you up and it's like, Chris, it's me. I'm doing this and I'm doing this and I'm doing this, and I never thought I could do this.
Mm-hmm. We've got countless ones of those. You know, they're all out in the community working. That's the important thing. That's one of the things I stressed when we started this, is like, we want them to be contributing members to society.
Right.
You know, so we try to make it a point to, we keep them connected with us so they come back. That's our way of staying connected with them, you know, through alumni.
Right.
You know, making sure we see how they're doing. Because we know if somebody's fallen off. You know,
yeah.
If they stop
yeah.
coming to meetings. But we've got countless, success stories like that.
Wow.
You know, who, you know, when we... I think I told you before, sometimes when we go, you know, the staff, we may go and visit them at, you know, they may be a waitress or somebody at a restaurant. We'll go and see how they are.
Yeah.
You know, just to have dinner there. And it's kind of, we're like proud parents.
Support, yeah, no kidding, yeah.
I feel like a dad, you know, looking at them doing this. And there's a little bit of awkwardness. They're kind of like a little embarrassed, awkward. You know, because they're like in a different environment. That's not what we were typically seeing from them, you know, in treatment. Now all of a sudden they got a job. And
right.
It's kind of funny because they're, you know, they're a little uncomfortable with it. But, you know, that's what I tell them, you know, get comfortable being uncomfortable.
Because for them, it's been a long time since they were clean and sober and a productive adult.
Yeah, we just, that's I said, that's everything for us. When we go out there and we see them, and we're just so proud of them.
Yeah.
It's the coolest experience.
And I can imagine the handshakes and hugs and kisses that you get from the moms and dads that, you did this to my daughter, you did this with my son, and, and we tried for years and couldn't do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, we're, again, it's all them. They do it all. You know, they always say, thank you, thanks for providing this. I'm like, no, thank you guys. You guys are doing this.
Right.
We're just providing the tools for
you. The structure.
You guys are doing it. You know, it's been, you know, make no mistake. It's, you know, when you get out of here, it's just beginning.
And families can visit them on the weekends, right?
Yeah, yeah, we've got family visitation. Yeah. You know, they've got plenty of opportunities, whether it's through their phones, you know, during certain structured time, or, you know, visitations on the weekend, whatever it is, we try to make sure, because the family part of it is big.
Right.
Yeah.
Especially if they're supportive.
Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes, you know, sometimes it's a good thing.
You're doing this your own.
Sometimes it's a bad thing. Sometimes the family can be, they come in, you know, maybe we may not want them, you know, being around them.
But you decide that going in.
Exactly. Yeah. Even like, you know, transportation, sometimes if we feel like it's not a safe person to be transporting to their doctor's appointment, whatever.
Right.
We won't let that happen.
You do it yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Or medical transport.
There's a lot of facets to this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun. I told everyone, I said, it's sometimes you get so many different things going on. You get 50 people in there. I said, sometimes it feels like chaos. I said, I love operating in chaos. That's what makes this fun.
Yeah. You have to love it.
Oh, it's nothing better in the world than this.
Wow.
It's awesome.
Give the phone number again for Revive.
It is 928-296-8898. And if somebody wants to, you know, again, we have positions coming up. You know, you want to stop in, drop off an application, or go on Indeed. I know we have a lot of positions out there. Or, you know, send a message to us at www.revive.com. There's a questions you can send in there.
All right. Chris, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, I enjoy talking to you because you're changing people's lives.
It's awesome. And they're changing their lives.
Well, yeah, you're helping them, though.
Yeah.
These are things they couldn't do on their own. Mm-hmm. And they need you and your staff to do that.
Yeah.
And I can see why your graduations have nothing but tears, because it's powerful for the families
and
powerful for the individual.
Yeah. It's the best thing in life.
Yeah. You're a lucky man.
Yeah, I am. I truly am.
Yeah.
Blessed.
Okay. Thank you, Chris.
All right. Thank you, Larry.
You bet. We got about 1 minute here before I take off. Again, Paul Lavoie is coming up next after the top of the hour, after the news, and he's got Senate candidate Blake Masters today, along with today's News Herald editor, Brandon Bowers. So tune into that. You can call questions in there, too. He's got two lines, you know, so if he's got one on the phone, you can call in, too, 928-854-5687. Everyone, have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Once again, we have Parker and Vanessa in here. And Parker's like 8. Vanessa's out of high school. But they're competing for Miss Cinderella. And then Harold from Laughlin Ranch. Everyone, have a great day. See you tonight at the Mixer. See you in here tomorrow.
This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3. The voice of the free.